This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, for something new. I'm told this is a return. This is called Think, Aim, Fire. My guest for thinking, this is their segment, is Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going?
Mr. Keller, I've never had a chance to speak with you, but I'm going to be listening to you. So,
all right. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Now, I saw on Twitter that this is actually a return. This has been out there before, and you guys, I guess you've been sort of like dormant, and now you're going to fire this back up, Think, Aim, Fire, huh?
We would love to. So it's a great opportunity by you letting us come on here. So
okay, well,
yeah, I think we had a good amount of followers that liked the podcast, and then we got kind of shut down, and I think haven't done it for over a year now. So yeah, it's awesome to be back on.
Okay, well, Lee, I will turn this over to you. I'll be watching the clock. I'm liable to jump in here at any old moment because
please do.
So, what is Think, Aim, Fire?
I'll let you answer that, Bob. That was your idea.
No, just why I thought of that name.
Yeah,
just on the shooting piece. I remember trying to come up with a name for the podcast, and some of the things that I always say in my classes, or what you need to do in the shoot first before doing anything. You got to think. You got to know the situation. And then I'm huge on not shooting unless you have sight picture. And once you have it, so there's your aim, then you take the shot. So, think, aim, fire. It has to happen every time you pull the trigger.
I gotta thank you too, Bill. We really appreciate the opportunity. Every time Bob and I go anywhere, we get asked, when are you gonna bring the podcast back? When are you bringing the podcast back? I know his students are making him crazy, from both of us, brother, thank you for the opportunity, Bill. We really appreciate it.
We'll
try not to let you down. And like Bob said, please do hop in.
Well, I mean, I enjoy this kind of stuff. I love it when people say, you know, I love stories, and I love different perspectives on everything else. And I don't know when, now, Mr. Bob, you served for how long in what?
So it was over 23 years. Those were all spent in the special ops community. So I started out in Range Battalion with Special Forces and ended up at a place called the Unit, which starts with a D. Most people know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to say the word, so Lee could probably say it. So that's where I spent my whole military career.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is what is going to be interesting for me, because when I was in the service in the 1980s during the Cold War, we were very fast. You could tell that because we didn't have any body armor. We were just going to dodge. We were all eagle-eyes because we didn't have any optics.
Yep.
And, we were still wearing... That was in the time, in the era, when you became permanent party, where everybody went out, as soon as they became graduated from basic, and bought Cochrane jump boots, which looked great, and were the would absolutely just cripple you if you wore them for any length of time.
Oh, absolutely. We've actually had guys come to the unit selection with those boots.
But yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine they don't pass the PT test at the very least.
No. Can you imagine walking even a mile with those things?
Well, I mean, we did in my unit that I was in Europe. We did this crazy thing because my unit, the forebears of this unit, had been in a full-on running retreat from the Germans through the Vosges Mountains. So we would commemorate that by doing a forced road march for 135 miles in 3 days.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it's pretty cool the first time when you do it, because the first time I did it, I was 24. By the time I was 26 and about to turn 27, you know, that had worn on me, and I had gone full German as far as my footwear was concerned. So,
yeah, just kind of like a one and done. Once you've done it once, you don't need to do it again.
Well, that didn't matter to my unit. Everything in my unit has been deactivated, and everything, 1st Armored Division, 154 Mech Infantry, the 3rd Brigade that I was in, all that's gone. And I like to think that part of it is because of that stupid road march we had. We had these lovely armored personnel carriers and wheeled vehicles, and I mean, my heater worked in my track, and I took immaculate care of that thing. And, we had to put it on the railhead and walk back.
I mean, that's how you build character right there.
Yeah. when we would get to the outer, we were stationed in Bamberg, so when we would get to the outer ridge of Bamberg, we would have to wait for the brigade band to show up. We've been marching for 2.5 days, and now we got to wait for the band
That's crazy.
To lead us through Bamberg, where we would have to be, you know, some of us had M16s and everything. We would march at Port Arms because occasionally some of the punks would want to try to break through our ranks, and there might be a little butt stroking.
back when you could do that without getting.
Back when you could do that, yeah. So that's my time in the military. So I'm very interested to find out. I'm very interested. I've worked with special operations, but that was towards the tail end. I was working. I wasn't attached to, but I was working with Task Force 160.
Okay.
At Fort Campbell, Kentucky, with the now defunct 311th MI Battalion, and so I'm very, very interested to see what comes of Think, Aim, Fire, and all the stuff that you guys are going to talk about. But that's my story, Bob. Now that you know that, I've been out of the Army now 32 years.
All right.
It's not even the same thing.
No, and it keeps changing, too.
It is not the same thing, and I'm sort of glad I'm not in it now, but that's another story for another day. So I've basically taken this whole segment up. So let's just say this. If you guys will show up here, your podcast is back up. If you show up here on Wednesday, so
that's freaking awesome news.
And
we will be here. We will be here.
Outstanding. Think, Aim, Fire. Now, before we go any further, Bob, is there any links or anything to what you do on a daily basis that you need to give out?
I do shooting instruction and tactical training for law enforcement agencies and civilians. My website's GammaResolutions.com. And then also on Facebook and Instagram, where I think the Facebook one is Keller at Resolutions, or that might be the Instagram one. I don't know. If you Google Keller, the Instagram and the Facebook one come on. I'm horrible with the social media thing. Probably why I don't have that many followers.
Well, we ought to work on that. And, of course, Lee is the gun writer. You can find him at gunwriter.substack.com. He's also the writer at Armed American News. And he's the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. And now he is the co-host of the now-returned, no-longer-defunct Think, Aim, Fire. That kicks off in earnest when we get back. Guys, hang on for me just a second. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams, Bob Keller. Guys, I am standing by. Take it, Lee. Take it.
Well, thanks again. Hey, I think the one thing we've got to do first is clarify exactly what unit Bob served in. I think it's kind of bad that the Army prohibits them from saying what unit they were in. Meanwhile, the Navy guys can say they were a SEAL all day long. Bob was in Delta. If anybody has any doubts on that, I can say it. He can't. But you provided the first topic, Bill. Bob, you rep Staccato, don't you?
Yep.
Tell me why.
Sure do. Yep.
Tell me why that's a good gun.
Because it's the best shooting gun out there. And the reason why I actually came on board with them, I think it's been about 4 years now. I think when I came on board, they were still considered STI, so before they switched over to Staccato.
Right.
But they're actually building a reliable pistol, so it's not just a 1911 that shoots awesome that you wouldn't actually want to go to a gunfight with. I mean, they're not the most reliable guns, 1911s. But they're actually building the gun. It's a 2011 gun, so it shoots 9mm. So you get double stack. It's not shooting 8 rounds anymore. Now you get 22 rounds in that sucker. For something that shoots that phenomenal and something that you can actually rely on and carry and use as a duty gun, it's no question. I mean, the thing basically shoots itself. Have you shot them, Bill?
Oh, I spent this past weekend. Never, Tony Pignato sent me an XL to shoot, which I got that, and I was like, oh, okay, this is just like that little thing in that movie City Heat where Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood keep pulling out the longer guns on each other.
Yep.
So he sent me this 5.4-inch barreled 2011, and I got it out there, and I stuck it out there. I'll send you the opening part of the video on this, Lee, but I pulled the trigger on it for the first 20 times, and I have never cussed on a YouTube video before. But, yeah, I'm what is your favorite flavor, Bob?
Well, I shoot all of them. I have them at all my classes for demo guns, but my what I actually would use and what I do carry is the C2 Duo. Because of the units I got, like we had Glock 22s and Glock 19s. I always went towards the Glock 19 just because I can still shoot that accurate. I can still shoot out the distance, but it's a lot more comfortable carrying. And I just don't like big bulky guns. So the C2 Duo, when I switched over, and when they came out with the C2 Duo, before it was the DDC carry, it's basically the exact same size as the Glock 19. So the pistol grip's a little bit wider, but it was a very easy transition. So for me, it's the C2 Duo, but the P is awesome for like a duty gun. If you've ever shot the XC, that thing, that is insane when you shoot that thing.
Well, see, I'll be bugging Pignato now because we're doing some unsolicited Staccato fanboy here. I've got an XC coming. No, not at all. Because I know that Staccato went out there, and you know when they were STI, they were a competitor's gun, and they had, like, when you went to their gun selection, they had 5 pages of guns as STI, yeah. And then I got 2 of those, and both of those broke before I ever fired them.
Yep.
So when Sean came in as the and Tony Pignato and the whole crew that came in there went from STI to Staccato, things changed. And I mean, the first year they still had a bunch of guns. The second year they had fewer, and the third year, you know, by 2021 they was just Staccato.
Yep.
So you know, they did one thing that most custom gun makers don't do. And I know a little bit about this because Sean trained under Bob Marvel, as did another one of my sponsors, which is Chambers Custom. And what Staccato did is they figured out, okay, this is the high end of tolerance and this is the low end of tolerance, and we're going to stay in here in the middle. We're not going to send anything out that goes beyond those things because it was either going to be too much or not enough. And this will give me this will be my yard that I operate within. And now you've got a 2011 platform that just runs as long as you have the right magazine and the right ammo.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly why I jumped on board with them. I'm not, well, once you get to know me, Bill, Lee knows, like, I do not rep anything I don't believe in. And I don't rep anything that I wouldn't use in a gunfight. So, you know, gear-wise, gun-wise, holsters, whatever, boots, if I don't like it, if I wouldn't wear it, I'm not going to rep it. So, like, they actually flew me out there just to see the operation because I didn't know. Like, at that time, it was still FTI, and they were just switching over to new ownership. And I didn't want to – I'm not going to rep anything I don't believe in. So they flew me out there. I saw what they were doing. I was like, for a gun that shoots that well – and then for what they were trying to do, I was like, yeah, I am 100% on board. And I've been with them ever since.
The XL impressed me so much that I was hiding it inside the waistband. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Okay, so then they had, before they got rid of it, the 5-inch tactical. It wasn't the XC, but yeah, it was like, I think they actually called like the 5-inch cycle.
Right.
That thing was like a dirty, hairy gun too.
Well, now I haven't gotten a hold of one of them yet, but I know that they're making lighter frames now because, I'm a radio guy now, and as a radio guy, I get to dress like a slob, and most of my stuff is sweatpants or shorts, and I use a lot of sticky holsters, and I told Pignato, I said, you know, I'm not supposed to be flashing the world when I'm carrying the gun. So now they're making something a little bit lighter, and I'm just waiting to see what my net. But I'll be bugging him after this. I'll be bugging him. Have you shot one of those yet? Have you shot one of? Well, you know what? Look, we're coming up on the first break, Lee. Coming up on the first break, or the next break, rather. So we'll talk about this on the other side, and then you guys can move on. But Staccato is they've rejuvenated that genre of gun. Oh. As far, law enforcement's jumping all over it. And I get it.
All over it.
I get it. I absolutely get it. I guess New York PD won't be getting any of those, but everybody else can get them. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Interest rate hikes down the road will be dependent on data. That's the message the Federal Reserve delivered as it released minutes from its July meeting. The Fed saying they're worried about elevated inflation becoming entrenched. If Americans question the Fed's determination to change course policy-wise, the United States remains engaged in talks with Iran to return to compliance with the Iran nuclear deal after former President Donald Trump pulled out of the deal in 2018. State Department spokesman Ned Price is defending U.S. involvement in the talks.
We are confident that a mutual return to compliance with the JCPOA remains the best and really the most effective means by which to once again verifiably and permanently constrain Iran's nuclear program.
USA Radio News. A stipulation in a teachers' union agreement has some people scratching their heads.
A Minneapolis teachers' union contract states white teachers will be laid off or reassigned before educators of color if a reduction in staff is initiated. This according to Alpha News. The Star Tribune reports the seniority disrupting language in the policy is rare among school districts nationwide, and at least one constitutional law attorney has called the contract provision a violation of the Constitution and Civil Rights Act. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The 9/11 Tribute Museum in New York City is set to close for good Wednesday due to crippling money problems. The museum opened in 2006, but visitation dropped off dramatically during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's now preparing to go fully online. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Lee Williams. Bob Keller, this is Think, Aim, Fire. I was going to ask you, Lee, have you ever shot any staccatos?
Unfortunately, I have. I say unfortunately because I don't have $2,000 in my checking account to spend on one of them right now. The trigger, the function of the gun, it's like handing a shooter a crack pipe. I mean, they're that addictive. I usually shoot a volleyball at 25 yards quickly. That narrowed down to a baseball sized group with a staccato, and that's really without trying. It is the most accurate handgun I think I've ever shot, and yet it's not a safe queen. It's nothing. It's something you would actually carry. It's not a comp gun. It doesn't have comps and all kinds of whistles and bells on it. It's a duty gun. It's a defensive handgun, which I just find unbelievably cool.
They do make one comp gun, the XC, but I mean, I would carry that.
Yeah.
I have carried all three. I go back to them as far back as the Staccato C when it came out, when it was just a single stack gun. It was a really good single stack gun. The only problem is when you got a single stack that is that good and that small, and that's the gun you got, it's sort of like getting a sample of heroin. So anyway. But where would you like to take it now, Lee? Where are you guys going to go?
What you got, Lee?
Did we lose Lee?
Oh, we might have lost Lee.
Okay, well, Bob, while I'm talking to you, I'll tell you the thing that the hardest problem I have is like with the, well, it's not really a problem because I found this out to be true. The good thing about the Staccato pistols is that all of the geometry is the same. So if you have one that fits the C2, it will fit the XL, won't it? If the end is open, you got to have an open end.
Yeah.
I'm back. Sorry, I got
What's up, Lee?
I was just asking Bob about how if you have one holster that'll fit a Staccato and it's open ended, it'll fit every Staccato out there. That's the good thing about them. And then, but I see some of these guys that like the Staccato XL, Super Dave Harrington. He's like, yeah, a gun like that, dude, that'd have to be a work gun because of its size. And I kind of agree. Would you get out there and get a big old Safariland rig and stick it on there? The Safariland holsters are so big anymore. They look like escape pods from a starship.
Yeah, and that's stuff when you're going into retention,
right?
Like that. So I don't run retention. I don't need to. I'm a civilian. I can do whatever I want. So I get my holsters from Blackpoint Tactical, and like my concealed. When I'm running the C2 Duo, it's like I said, it's about the same size as my Glock 19. So concealed wise, for me, nothing changes. I mean, I did have to get new holsters for the Staccato. I think now that there's probably four or five companies doing holsters for Staccato that have retention. But when Staccato first came out, that was a big issue because Safariland wouldn't even make them because they weren't making enough at once, so they kind of balked at it. I know Blackhawk is making one, and supposedly they are under new ownership as well, because if you remember, Blackhawk kind of went down the road of being not such a great company for a couple years. Supposedly they're legit again, and the holsters that they're making for Staccato. I've tried one, and I mean, it wasn't bad, but anything that has the retention, they're big and bulky. But like for officers that have to have retention, that's kind of what they got to go with.
Well, I mean, I have the holsters. I have a Legacy holster, and I have some other holster that will fit on a belt. And then I've got my Legacy holsters on one of the last of the high-threat concealment two-belt systems. So I've got one of those on there. And I guess if things go sideways, I'll get that out there. It'll sort of look like the 21st century. If I pull that out, that's going to look like Trinity is back. Anyway, and so now I'm just curious about this, Lee. If you, of the Staccatos you have shot, which one do you like the mostest?
Oh God, I think it's probably the one Bob's carrying. It was at one of his classes at the range, and it was just I don't know the nomenclature on it. I'm trying to block Staccato out of my mind for a while.
I think he shot the C2 Duo. I don't think I had the P at that time, so that's probably the only one he shot.
The C2?
Yeah. Yeah, addictive. They are addictive.
Okay. Well. Okay. Don't.
Yeah, I was looking at the article, Lee, and brought up. I totally forgot because you said you had a couple questions. I think definitely at the end of our hour, we need to get in that. I think that was the coolest thing about our podcast when we were doing it. Like all the questions that we're getting.
Yeah, we get a bunch of questions emailed in, Bill, and that was the funnest part because some of them were pretty good. I just want to tell people one thing before we get to that. I mean, just about Bob, I thought I was all that in a bag of chips when it came to shooting. You know, been writing about guns for 10 years, been a policeman, firearms instructor. He cut me, I believe, Hoppy's number 9. I spent one day at the range with Bob just going over things. The light bulb that goes on over your head when you have a new idea, Bill, it looked like a strobe, okay? And that's what we'll be getting into, a new way of doing things. You know, I've been trained by NRA, law enforcement, to some of the alleged best schools for shooting a handgun and a carbine. Yeah, nothing beats experience. And Bob has more experience probably than anybody else, to include 400 gunfights, although he can't say that or confirm that. But nothing is, there's no better teacher than actually being in a gunfight. And that's very evident in his training. That's why he's so in demand. He's also a very humble guy, and he won't admit that.
Yeah.
But that's why he's teaching the full-time SWAT teams of this country, in addition to civilians and part-timers. That's why he's so in demand and been going all over the country. But we have not talked about one thing, Bob, and that's Range Works, which to me is the best range I've ever been to. That's your range in Central Florida.
Yeah.
Your Fort Meade.
Well,
yeah.
Set that up, because we got a minute before the break. Go ahead and set that up if you guys want to talk about Range Works.
Well, people can come down for my classes. I give classes out there, but we do own a range facility in Florida, and I would say it's got to be top three of all ranges in Florida if you've been to many of them. It is a membership-only range, so this really applies to local people that are willing to drive, but membership only range. We have 17 different bays out there, and it's basically set up as big boy rules. Once you become a member, you get an orientation with me and join or sign the contract and get my rules. It's open to members 24 hours, 7 days a week to come and go as they please. They get a key fob to the gate, and they have the combo to all the target sets, and come out there and shoot. You don't have to bring anything. Everything's provided. So
hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams, Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April,
My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams, Bob Keller. We're about to hear about the range, but I do want to ask you a question, Bob. Do you find a lot of instructors to be sort of dogmatic about their curriculum?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the reasons why I got into this. It's talking about the instruction.
That's a good question.
I was going to say, I've been to a lot of classes locally here out of South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And everybody that I have been to has been to Tactical Response. So they're all trying to be carbon copies of Tactical Response, which Tactical Response is all based on really good principles. They're divorcing you from that fine motor function, making you work with gross motor function. I get everything they're doing. However, at Tactical Response, when they're teaching me this, they know why they're telling me to do this. And with some of these other instructors that I've been to, they know how to show me how to do it physically, but the why and the ramifications are not available because maybe that just falls by the wayside or something, and I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, I think that's it. Lee and anyone who's taken my classes who ends up listening will know. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest takeaways of my classes is the why. So not only the drills that I force you to do just for the repetition and you start figuring out what works for you just by making you do the drills, but it's the why I'm having you do it. And all that comes from all my experience overseas, you know. So I think that's the biggest takeaway, and it's funny how this works for me, and people take my classes and they come back to other classes. They're the ones who actually get it. I teach basic, boring stuff. There is no wow factor to my classes, where I think that's the biggest mistake most people make as instructors. How can I get students? How can I be popular? How can I get follow-on students? Well, they all think that it's the cool guy stuff that gets the people to get people to come back. So there's guys that I actually know that are out there doing that crap, and it's because they think that if they teach the basic boring stuff, no one's going to want to come back or no one's going to want to take their class. Well, Mindy Lee, you know this about me. I could care less if I have one student or if I have 60,000 students. I'm going to do what I know is right. If you come to my class and you don't like my class, it does not hurt my feelings. And I'm not going to change it just because people aren't coming back, which isn't the case because people do realize this is the stuff that they should be doing. But it's never been for me. It's never been about the wow factor. It's never been to impress people. It's never been for when if people leave my class after 2 days, I don't care if they're like, oh man, he's the coolest guy ever. Like I truly do this and I started doing this, like getting into instruction credit. That was not my plan to teach shooting. But I saw the need that people needed to do, like learn the right way and learn the right drills. And then now that I do it, I truly do it to save lives. It's, I don't care if you think I'm cool. I don't care if you think the class is boring. I'm going to keep doing what I do because I know if you do the drills that I'm having you do and you rep it out on your own after the class, you'll become a better shooter. And the biggest thing on my class is I'll say at the beginning of my class, I want you to become smarter. I want you to become safer and I want you to become a more confident shooter. And when it comes to gunfighting and sticking it out, confidence is everything. Well, if you don't do the right thing on the range, you're not smart, you're not safe, you're not going to have the confidence. So that's really the basis of my classes is doing the right thing, having them control the gun, knowing that they can control the gun, and getting to the point where they have the confidence using that gun if they have to. So a lot more goes into it, but that's my quick spiel.
The confidence you get having been through his class is just incredible, Bill. I mean, you realize how quick and how accurate you can be.
It's right. You start thinking, amazing. Okay, I can actually handle this thing. I could actually win the gunfight if I had to.
Now, one of the things that I get a little concerned with when I go to a class is when they go fight, right? That or whatever. Gun.
Yeah.
Threat, whatever.
Yep.
When they go fight, a lot of people will pull that weapon out and stick it out there and go, bang, bang, bang. When I pull it out, I'm just thinking I need to send a veil of lead their way. I'm not, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't mind being wrong. But most of the time I'm running dots nowadays. So I stick the dot out there. I'm a fairly big guy. I can handle most of the recoil. I stick it out there, and if I can trigger 7 rounds in a second, I'm going to be doing that. And most of the time I shoot steel because steel gives me that feedback.
Yeah.
Right. I know that when I get on the B8 that I'm going to look like garbage.
That's good that you know what a B8 is.
I know that.
Hey,
I know.
I use B8s in a lot of my classes. So sticking it out there, getting on target fast and blazing away is I'm totally in with that as long as you're getting sight picture after every sweep. So, like, I'm big on it. We're big on it. Where I come from, where I ended up at, there is no double tap. There's no triple tap. Every time we do multiple shots, they are controlled shots. So, you watch me shoot or guys that I work with shoot, it might sound and look like double taps and triple taps and quadruple taps, but we are actually getting sight picture after every trigger pull. That's just how it needs to be. And like when you get into multiple shots shooting and you're doing it for real, you have to have the discipline and what's a good word for it? The guts. I can't say bad words, so I gotta say guts. You have the guts to stick it out.
The intestinal fortitude. Yeah.
But as you're getting shot at, you can't just plug away. Like you have to slow down, get sight picture, pull. Get sight picture, pull. Even though rounds are coming by your face and it's scary and you might get shot and you might get killed, if you're making the decision to pull your gun out, especially in America, there's always going to be a chance someone's beyond that target. Yep.
Well, but that's the other thing. I shoot at a steel target the size of a pie plate at 15 yards. So I'm quite alarmed when I do not hear that ping after my. I'm like, oh wow, that one went somewhere that I didn't intend for it to go. Yeah. And I'm very conscious of that, and I understand the whole confidence sticking the gun out thing. I get that. I understand that. But you know, for me, I'm always on the look, and I mean, that's the problem with pistols like the Staccato or the Chambers guns that are just so accurate that I can just drive them out there and just do the happy dance while I'm just, you know, it sounds like I'm fully automatic. I'm hitting every time with that, but then they're the size of a Wheaties box. So, you know, there's my problem. But anyway, Lee, next week when we do this, we're going to do this proper way. I wanted to do this as sort of a get to know everybody and all that other stuff.
Well, yeah. It's fun having you as a host.
Well, I appreciate that. Did we lose Lee again?
I'm sorry. As a host because you get guns. You know, okay. Not everybody does out there.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah. The only unfun part about it is when you put a YouTube video out there and then somebody comes out there and goes, you know, Bull Armory makes a cheaper gun than that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Think, Aim, Fire is a new segment. It'll be here every Wednesday. It'll be available as a standalone for itself. But, guys, I look forward to the coming weeks.
So do we, Bill. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely,
yeah. Thank you very much, Bill.
It was my pleasure. Coming up next, another new segment, this one from MGS Trade School. We're going to geek out with Zeke Stout. That's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.